Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations. We're talking about 12 Steps to Freedom. Tonight is our last call with awareness, and we're going to be talking about healing and how awareness leads us to that. But also, we're going to be integrating in the whole month of awareness and all the different things we've talked about this month. But first, of course, we want to welcome our beautiful host, Terry Sayer. How are you doing, Terry?
I'm doing just fine. I thought you were going to introduce our beautiful guest. That's what I was expecting you
I'm
to say.
I'm going to do that as well. I'm like, you're not speaking. And we also are very lucky tonight to have a brand new coach to us on the show tonight, Katrina Thompson.
Hey, thank you. Great
Katrina
to be here all the way in from Boston.
Yeah, Katrina comes from Boston, so we are very lucky to have her on the call tonight. It's late for her, and we appreciate her coming on and sharing her wisdom with us. So
thank
let's
you.
Start off with, yes, thank you. Let's start off with, how was your week, Terry?
It was a very interesting week, and it fit in really well with the focus that I've chosen for this year as we work through the 12 Steps to Freedom. Last year mm-hmm. each of us had a focus to work on, and this year I have chosen self-care, particularly in the area of my health. And so this past week, I'm the facilitator for an organization called Leadership Tulare, which is sponsored through the Tulare Chamber of Commerce. And I facilitate a group of people who are in the program to develop their capacity to serve in our community in whatever way they can in their position or in their jobs or in their choices in life. And so this week I was in charge of our first day session, which was about healthcare. So it was very appropriate in terms of my goals and ways to better prepare myself to be more healthy. So we spent the day at the hospital and at a variety of organizations that promote good health within our community. And we ended up at Evolutions, which is our hospital-sponsored gym, fitness gym, and also rehabilitation center for people who have had surgeries and need to have exercises and rehabilitation as they're recovering from their surgery. So as a part of that, I invited the nutritionist from the hospital to come and do a presentation to us around choices that we make that promote well-being and health. And so she did an amazing job, and I felt like she was just talking to me. And so I learned a lot of ways that I could take small steps in promoting my goal to become more healthy. And the things that she talked about were exactly the things that I was working on, and that is, first of all, sleep and how important sleep is in our well-being. And she brought in a lot of research and interesting statistics about sleep deprivation and the lack of sleep and how it affects our mental, emotional, social, and physical well-being. And then she talked about small ways to exercise and do these intense interval training, and she showed us how to put an app on our phone that allowed us, when we had a minute to 3 minutes of extra time, to pull up this little app and do some 3-minute high-intensity interval training. And so we did several of them, and just showing us that we didn't have to plan to go to the gym for an hour every day, that we could work this into our schedule in small ways to help us to become more healthy and physically fit. And then she talked about ways to prepare food and nutrition, which are the three areas she talked about. So it was really very informative as well as motivating. And so when we did our evaluation 2 days following the session, several of the people in the class had made some commitments to better health practices, and so it fit right into my goals as well. So continuing to work first on the sleep aspect, and so that was really, really helpful. And it just, you know, how things work out synergistically when you're letting the universe know what you want, and it just brings those things to you. So it was amazing. I really appreciated it.
Awesome. Sounds like you really up-leveled your awareness around what you could do, and then you went forward with it. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My focus this year is similar to Terry's, but it's more on the side of self-love with self-care and just really figuring out what really supports me and learning how to be satisfied with the amount of care that I put out and not giving it all until I'm empty. And so I don't know if I necessarily had a whole lot go on around that. I mean, it was all kind of the same awarenesses that I was dealing with that I talked about last week. But I had some really good conversations with Jay and also a couple of friends, and just really becoming more clear about it, about what it is that I want, how I want to be treated, how I want to treat others, what kind of connections I want to have, what kind of connections that I don't want to have. So just more awareness that I'm getting around that. I've let go of some of the anger that I was talking about last week. But I'm still seeing where I have expectations, and I don't like that. I don't like that I have expectations because I don't want to be frustrated or disappointed or angry, right? But and just, you know, becoming more aware of what those expectations are so that I can reframe them and I can see how can I come at that from a different place so that I'm not mad or I'm not sad or I'm not disappointed or upset. So that's pretty much what's been going on or continuing to go on for me this week. Katrina, do you have anything that you would like to share up front of, like, your feelings around awareness or what if maybe something happened for you this week or this month with awareness?
Thanks, Kelly, and thanks, Terry. It's so such a beautiful topic, and I have I would love to share. So one of the things that comes to mind when I think about awareness and also my intention this year was, like you, Kelly, to focus on self-love. And I've been doing that more by silent sitting. And so I've committed to this year starting a meditation practice. And it's something that I've been working on, and it's really revolutionized the way I've connected to myself and the way I've connected to spirit and the way that I walk through the world. So it's given me a greater amount of awareness. I tend to be an outward processor, or at least maybe that's what I thought I was, and I found that this commitment to self-love and the willingness to practice sitting silently and listening to my thoughts or letting thoughts come in and then allowing them to pass and focusing on my breath and just being in stillness has really sparked an overall greater awareness, and I've been really able to channel a deeper connection to myself and a deeper connection to my purpose. And I was recently at a retreat and I met a woman there that's a coach that her name is Elaine Rosenthal Glass, and she created this movement called Get Quiet. And I've been so inspired after having met her. And it it's really, I want to say one of the most powerful things I've probably done this year is to get quiet with my thoughts, to get quiet with myself, and to just listen. And I've also been working with a master Reiki practitioner who's also an acupuncturist. And I had the opportunity to work with her in my physical body to treat some conditions that I have, including stress and inflammation. And I've really been able to take that connection to my physical body into my meditation practice and just be able to listen to myself more and to, I think, hear my body when it's talking to me and make different choices. And so it's just that thank you for asking and giving me this time to share what that's actually felt like. It's I feel like a whole new connection. I feel like a whole new person, really. And just giving myself the chance to listen more before I maybe would have sought out what somebody else thinks or what somebody else might do. And now I'm really honing in on what do I really want, what do I need. And I make choices that would support my best interest and what's a reflection of self-love for me.
Sounds awesome.
So, Katrina, when you first started talking about your processing, you said that you felt like you were an outside processor, that you processed outside of your body. So This experience and awareness through meditation and listening, being quiet and listening to your inner thoughts, your insights to the universe, and then coupling that with the Reiki and the acupuncture, has that brought an awareness to an internal processing as well?
It has, actually. It's helped me to, thank you, Tari, great question. It's really helped me to connect to my intuition more. So, which is great because, you know, that phrase we often say, like, go with your gut. I don't think I really knew what that meant until I got quiet and actually was able to listen and hear myself. And now I know, like, I've had to make some pretty big decisions around my job and my future and my life. And when I consult with my soul first in the universe, I can really trust moving forward that I know I'm making the right decision because it's a decision that it like nourishes my soul. It's good for my being and my body. I can literally feel the decision being made in my body. It's really been a powerful experience. I hope that maybe explains a little bit more of what I mean.
I'm taking notes while you're talking because I can't remember. I mean, I didn't get to talk to Elaine as much as you and Kelly did, but the whole idea of being quiet really resonates with me because my nature is to react and to be always moving. It's very seldom that I'm quiet. Even when I'm asleep, my brain is just always racing. And that's, I think, one of the reasons that I have a difficult time sleeping, the number of hours that would be better for my health. So I'm seeking this awareness in my body to know, and meditation is one of the things that I've considered to help me gain this awareness and this connection with my intuition. But the idea of sitting still, absolutely, I don't know what it does to me. It just agitates me and makes me less able to connect to that. So I don't know where I was. I think I was this, I don't know where I was when somebody was talking about meditation and that what might be stillness for some people isn't stillness for others. And so I started to think about, I wonder if because I find outdoors very nurturing to me, if I was to combine walking with being quiet, if that wouldn't be a way to meditate. And so that's something I'm going to try this week, is when I'm walking, which is a really nourishing way for me to exercise because I enjoy it and it gets me outside, I'm going to try to be quiet while I'm walking and try to quiet my brain to where maybe I can connect that way. I don't know. Does that sound like weird, or does that sound?
Yeah. No, that sounds beautiful. It sounds amazing. If you don't mind me saying, I'll tell you, it took me a little while to get quiet. It was actually something before I even met Elaine. It was something I was working on, and so one of the stages or steps that I became aware of was there's so many things that are coming to my mind, but I actually didn't realize that I kind of attributed, and this may or may not speak to you, Terry, but I sort of attributed my self-worth to the amount of things that I was able to accomplish. And I started to slow down. And by slowing down, I said, you know what, I'm still getting a lot done because, you know, on a sliding scale, everybody has, I'm like Wonder Woman over here doing so many things, right? At an incredible pace. And my accomplishments might be somebody else's, like what I get done in a day might be what somebody else gets done in a week. And, you know, to really like, so what I started to do was I started to slow down, I started to create more space, and then I started to really enjoy the present moment. And those, each of those stages took quite some time, but it was really that awareness. I was like, wow, I really don't give myself enough credit. I do so much. And I thought, gee, if I do less, am I getting enough done? It was kind of about this idea of, is that enough? Should I be doing more? It was almost like I had to really see that. I was like, the quality of my life, I was good. I mean, great quality, doing things I love. But I just didn't have the space that I needed to, like, maybe let some creative ideas come in, or like you said, you mentioned sleeping. I was having a really hard time sleeping, and I knew, I just started with that. I knew I needed to create enough space in my life so that I could get a little bit more sleep. And by doing that, the domino effect was that I had to clear out, I had to do a little bit less so that I could sleep a little bit more. And then I realized, I'm like, you know, some of the things I was reading, some of the things I was doing, I'm an avid yogi and yoga teacher. And so I decided to really get into my practice. And part of my yoga practice was sitting and breathing and pranayama and focusing on being present and really enjoying what I was doing in the moment. I think that would, like, when you take your walk and you're looking around and you're breathing and you're being and you're turning on all of your senses and you're really being able to have this experience, that is meditation. That is connection. And that is great awareness to, you know, see the world in that way. I can't wait to hear your experience and hear how that will be for you.
Well, good. Then that will hold me accountable.
Yeah, we'll get a full report on next week's call.
Yes.
How willing were you? Since next month we'll be moving on to willingness, we'll see how willing were you to keep your commitment to yourself. Yeah, I really liked how you said it helped you connect to yourself, because that's something, you know, with each step, it always starts with ourselves, and then once we can do it for ourselves, then it can go outward. And so I really liked how you said that, how we can connect to ourselves and really become aware of all the different aspects of ourselves, you know, our body, our mind, our spirit. And then how that translates into as we go out into the world. So I really like that aspect. and trying to think about how I could sorry, I'm saying a lot. I'm going to hear that later. How I can use that into what I'm doing as well with, you know, trying to increase my self-love and my awareness around self-love. And if I gave myself even 5 minutes of, you know, just silent time where I'm not worrying about, you know, this kid or that kid or this responsibility or whatnot, and seeing how that would, you know, change how I felt about myself. Maybe, you know, even making sure that what I'm saying to myself, you know, is all positive and not letting the negative into that 5 minutes, you know, just saying nice things about myself or things that I appreciate or things I'm grateful for or whatever it might be, just to take, you know, a specific amount of time and to do that every day. I think that could be really powerful, especially over time.
Yeah, Kelly, that's beautiful. I mean, you could really have a little, you could have a jam session with yourself and just talk about the things that you're doing, you know, that you love, things that you love about yourself, things that you appreciate, things that you value. Acknowledgements, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very powerful.
Yeah. At Terry and Janet's workshop that they did, is it 2 weeks now that you guys did the workshop?
I think so,
I don't remember if it was you or if it was Janet who said it, but one of the things that I got out of it was that acknowledgments feed your soul or fill your soul, something like that. I'd have to go back to my notes to know exactly what they said. And that really spoke to me because a lot of the things that I've been saying lately that has been leading me towards this path of, okay, I need to stop what I'm doing. I need to focus on myself and I need to love myself more. Was because I felt empty. And acknowledgments is something that has always been somewhat of a challenge for me because I am very good at diminishing what I do. And so I'm not great at it, but I've been trying to be better at writing acknowledgments. But when they said that, I was like, oh, wow, okay, so this is definitely something that I could do in my process of trying to fill myself back up or keep myself full on a daily basis. This is definitely a tool that I could use to increase that, you know, increase and maintain that inner well of, you know, of whatever you want to call it. You know, so that I'm full, that I feel full, and that I'm giving from excess, not from, you know, the last drop of, you know, of myself. And so that was definitely something that spoke to me. And then now this, I'm thinking, oh, okay, I could take, you know, even if it's just those moments when you're waking up and you can just, you know, greet the day in a better attitude, not like, oh, I have to get, you know, I'm awake now, I have to get up, you know, having, you know, like, you know, more of a grateful attitude and just take those moments when I normally would like check my phone and see what had happened over the night on Facebook. I could, instead of doing that, I could have a conversation with myself, you know, to start the day better.
That's beautiful, so Kelly. It actually made me think of something I've been doing with my clients. And I also, in writing my daily intentions, acknowledgments, and gratitudes, I use a text from Melody Beattie's Language of Letting Go. And it actually gives me a day-to-day guide, and it helps me kind of set the tone for my day. So that's, I don't know if that would support you, but it's been really helpful for me to, as I read something, then it kind of helps me tap into, you know, my intention for the day, and then that kind of helps me set the tone for my gratitudes and acknowledgments. But I've actually been working, I have an exercise I like to do with my clients that I actually either have them text me or email me their daily acknowledgments and gratitudes. And if they're willing, talking about going into willingness, being able to share that with someone, because that is very sacred, it's sort of also a way of holding them accountable to writing them. And also, I not that I give them feedback, but I always send them a, wow, that's amazing, you know, and it's genuinely, because I would tell you that I am amazed at some of the things that we come up with that are, like, that we do. So it's like, wow, you do that? Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. You know, things that people have, some clients, you know, they've never done this before, or they acknowledge themselves for something, and it's like, I'm so blessed to be working with you, you know, as your coach. So that's an exercise I have my clients do, and I feel like it's helped them exponentially. So I'd be more than happy to take your daily acknowledgments if you wanted to email them to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what do you
give that scary thought?
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah, I've stepped down and I've asked for support like that before, and then I kind of feel bad because they don't follow through. But I will definitely, consider that, because I think that would support me if I had maybe, you know, that little extra oomph to make sure that I wrote them. I mean, I have this book that I write them in, and I don't like it when I go to write down the date and it's, you know, it's been a couple days and I, you know, from the last time that I wrote them down. But yeah, I mean, I appreciate you stepping up and, you know, supporting me that way. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I want to make sure that I can keep it.
Yeah, gotcha.
Consistency is a challenge for me, but I think that's with most humans. But
yes, it is.
Accepting my humanity and not expecting perfection. I have like an intention that I have just, you know, generally over my life, and I think it might support me to have maybe one that's more specific for the day as well. I know the things that we did when we were training to become coach, and Katrina is also training to become a coach, and, you know, the daily intention, the five gratitudes, the five acknowledgments, the life log, keeping track of that every day, it was such a struggle for me, but it really was a powerful tool. And, you know, sometimes when we get caught up in the day-to-day of our lives, we forget that we have access to these tools and that they can definitely support us. So it's just a matter of setting yourself up for success. Do you have, you know, do you have an accountability partner? Do you have a place to write them? Is it accessible? Does it work for you? All that kind of stuff. We have just over a minute left, and I feel like we haven't really talked about healing, but we've talked a lot about awareness, and I think that as we become more aware, we can start that healing process, and we've kind of been talking about that. We just haven't used that specific word. But as, you know, because, you know, all of these things we do to take care of ourselves better, to love ourselves better, it's something that's going to heal us and help us in moving forward. I want to thank both of you for being on the call with me tonight, especially Katrina, being our guest and being such a great support to us, and even being up super duper late for her. So we thank you for that. We appreciate that. And then also,
thank you for having me.
Yes. And please feel free to come and join us again. As we talked earlier, we're going to be starting with willingness next week, in the month of November, which is crazy that we're so close to the end of the year. Thank you so much for joining us on our call tonight, and come back next week.